Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network and New Beginnings, Ambassador for Christ, your host this evening, Deacon Wes Armstrong, giving God the honor, thanking for the time we have been given. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guest, and caller. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. Good evening and welcome to the ministry of New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ. Again, your host, Deacon Wes Armstrong. I'll try to be brief this evening. I really didn't have a topic, but I did put a little something out there. excuse me. Okay. I can't unless I give it away. Of course, what am I talking about? I'm talking about this information that has been given to me freely. I didn't have to pay for it. I didn't have to beg. I didn't have to go searching. It was given to me freely. And it's the word of God by the Spirit of God coming through the Spirit by Jesus Christ. I truly thank him for the time that I had to be able to come before you this Thursday evening. Suggestions, encouragements, thoughts of hope to be passed along to whoever will accept Jesus Christ in their life. As I did, I accepted Jesus Christ in my life because there was nothing else. Lived in a sinful world for years, wasted my life in the world. And that one day, I felt that conviction by the Holy Spirit to get it together and act like I know. And I truly thank God for allowing me this time that I do have. Thank him for blessing me with my health, life, and strength to be blessed, to see a brand new day, to be able to walk into a brand new day and to think of being in a brand new day. Yesterday's dead and gone. What I did yesterday, hopefully the majority of it was for the kingdom, you know, and to encourage the next person in line that there's only one more stop left, you know, living in the world and part of the world. The only other thing now is to separate from the world and realize and understand that in the beginning, God, he created man. You know, we didn't create ourselves, and we weren't created to run wild and, you know, do this and do that out in the world and to hate our neighbors and to amass great fortunes. You know, I can't see it. I can't see it, you know. I just can't see it. But God, he deserves the praise. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. And the most high praise that I know of is hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for your son, Jesus the Christ, the Messiah. And thank you also for your Holy Ghost, Father God, the keeper. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let's give our greetings. Get our greetings out to the callers that have called in this evening. Okay. And that's Miss Margaret. Good evening.
Good
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You doing well?
I am absolutely wonderful.
Are you doing well?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm absolutely wonderful.
Thank
you. I am good.
Good, good. I can just about see that smile from here. Yeah. Thank God. Thank God.
Uh-huh.
We thank God for his smile. Yeah, we thank God. I can see that smile on your face from here.
Oh,
yeah. 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 I can hear it too now. Thank God. Thank God. Okay. Let's get into it here. There's another caller on the line. Good evening, caller.
Good evening.
Hope you're doing well.
Doing well.
Good.
God is good.
Welcome.
All the time.
And all the time, God is good.
God
yes.
is good.
Yes, yes. Welcome. Welcome to the Ministry of New Beginning, Ambassador for
yes.
Christ. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. As I mentioned, I put a little something out. You know, I'm not too big on getting into that. I used to be once upon a time writing this big thing about, oh, you know, join us on Thursday at 8 p.m. Oh, we're going to talk about this. We got this. We got that. No, I've learned to keep it simple because too much sometimes can be complicated. Complicating for me. It could be complicating for the listener. So keeping it simple. And there was a word in the drug rehab I was in once upon a time. They used the letters K-I-S-S, KISS, and it meant keep it simple, stupid, okay? Because there are a lot of times, you know, being addicted to things in the world, drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever, money, we get to a point to where we create this chaos in our own lives. And we try to figure out how to get around it, but we wind up becoming addicted to something, thinking that's helping us, but it only makes our lives that much worse. But I give God the glory for allowing me to come on up out of that, separate myself from the world, change my life, let his light so shine within me that I can pass along that information and just give what was given me to the next person in line, because I couldn't do it myself. I needed some help. And that help was Jesus Christ. And see, Jesus Christ, he died a long time ago, but he died for the sins of the world. He went to the cross for the sin and the sins of the whole world. That that singular sins was that Adamic nature that is in us from the beginning. Adam being the only man who sinned, and all men are sinners, you know. We have all fallen from grace. Romans 3 and 23 lets us know, quick, fast, and in a hurry, that that's what it's all about. Romans 3 and well, let me touch on a little something. Like, while I got that, Romans 3 and 22, let's do that, okay? I'm going to go on and read it real quick, right? Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all, no difference. Now, in other words, there is no difference. It means Jews and Gentiles. That means there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God had set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, now this is Paul talking, to declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth. Now, we are not, so to speak, put to the test. We put our own selves to the test. You know, we We are raised in this present world system. We have been schooled in this present world system. As children, go to school, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, and then after leaving school, later on in life, graduating or whatever, we're out into the world in the workforce, and we have been tuned to we're tuned into getting up to be at work at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. Mainstream. That's first shift. But that's life. That's a part of life. I always wanted to work second shift to do my thing away from the authorities that were there during that first shift, But to God be the glory. I thank him for bringing me up out of all that mess. And, I'm good to go to a certain extent, I have peace through God's word. I have peace through God's spirit. I have peace through God's son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, I'm not comfortable. It's that I have to take time each and every day to go to that next step. There's a next step, next level waiting for me and whoever else, who wants to take the time and to their life. I got busy when I was living in the world, so now I need to get busy living for the kingdom, ambassador for Christ, representative of who Christ is, and the kingdom. And I am part of the church. Well, I am the church to a certain extent, part of Christ's body. All right, okay. All right, let's have some prayer real quick, fast and hurry, and then I'm going to get into it. I got a list of scriptures here trying to get a point across. As I said, I can't keep it unless I give it away. It was freely given to me, and I have to freely give it to the next person. But if I don't give it away, I'm not using it. I can't use it for myself if I don't give it away and share it with whoever needs it, to just put it out there and try to keep it plain and simple. All right. Let's pray for the authorities of the world, as is told in, I believe that's 1 Timothy chapter 2. It tells us to, 1 Timothy chapter 2, I believe that's it, yeah. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, and intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, not just for me and my friends or me and my family, but for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Last one. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. One more. Let's add one. Who gave himself a ransom for all, not just for me or you or the Jews, or those who have died already, but he gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. And I can speak on that right now. Had it not been for the Lord that was on my side, the Lord Jesus, I'd be destroyed. I'd have no life. I would just be existing. I wouldn't be living. I would just be existing, to die. No change, no nothing. Same thing each and every day. Okay? All right. Let's pray for the sick and afflicted. Pray for our neighbor on each side, that God will bless and keep them as he's blessing and keeping us. Pray for the, pray for those that are poor, those without hope, those that just can't see their way through, and those that refuse in their time to acknowledge the true and living God and Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the mediator between man and God. Had it not been for him who volunteered to give up his life for humanity, all sins are covered through Jesus the Christ. If people would just accept what he did and change their lives and not do it anymore, or it would be such a great thing in their life. But we all have to go through something, and we just can't say, well, okay, I'm going to get saved. God, he's going to take care of my finances, you know, and I don't have to worry about my lights turning off, and, you know, I ain't going to get sick no more. This is life, and we all have to go through life, you know. Just like the sun is not going to be shining every day. And when it does, it shines on everybody. And when it does not shine, the clouds and the rain, it's for everybody. There's no separation. It's just our deeds and our actions in this body, in our lifetime, the time that we have been allotted, the time that we have been given here on earth. It's for us to do what God put us here for, to love our neighbors, we love ourselves, to love God. We are like stewards. We've been given things to take care of, our bodies. We need to take care of our bodies. These things are on loan. When that time comes, the body is going back to the dust of the earth. And the vehicle that I have, you know, if it's there when I pass away, somebody's going to take possession of it. Money I may have in the bank, family members or whoever, the state, you know, they'll take possession of that. I can't take it with me. I have to leave it here for whoever. And it's not necessarily my choice of who gets it, but whoever. But it's for God to decide how that works. And let's pray for the bereaved families, those that are sick. And I've been sick, and there were times when I just couldn't pray for myself, just lingered, you know, hoping for things to get better from day to day. Let's pray for those that can't pray for themselves. Let's pray along with those that can pray for themselves for healing. Those that don't call for the elders of the church, we can ask. We can ask, you know, and if we ask right, it will be given to us. Lord, help us do what we need to do. Most High God in heaven and in earth and underneath the earth, we're honoring you, Father God, by proclaiming, professing, and confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, over my life, because when he died, Lord, he rose on the third day, and all power was given to Jesus in heaven and in earth. And I honor you, Lord God, for allowing me, your servant, Father God, to have another day to do your will, Father God, and to do it your way. I thank you, Lord, that I can come to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, and ask these things, Father God, not necessarily for myself or for my glory, but knowing, Father God, knowing of you and how you work and what you can do. Excuse me. And I ask, Lord God, in Jesus' precious name, Lord, for the kingdom's sake, Lord God, wake them up, Lord God. Wake them up. Wake them up, Father God. Heal, Father God. Provide, restore, my God, my God. Allow, Father God, and to help me, Father God, to do what you have for me to do in the time that you have given me, Father God. You've forgiven me of my sin, and I honor you for that, Father God. I am so grateful, Lord, for you coming into my life. I open up my heart for you, Father God, to search me, Lord God, and to help me clean myself up, sanctify myself. It's a daily thing, God. Sometimes they say you can't get a prayer through because you're not worthy, or your prayer didn't get past the ceiling. But God, help us to do what we need to do, Father God, to be able to pray for the next man, to be able to love the next person in line, Father God, and not to have second thoughts, Father God, not to have second thoughts, and to not sin, Lord God, not willingly, Father God, not willingly, and for us to know the truth so that the truth can make us free, and not for us to be undecided from day to day, my God, but allow us to do what you have us to do, Father God. Your will, your way, and your time, Lord God. We honor you and truly thank you once again, God, for allowing us, Lord, to come before you and offer these things to whoever is listening, Lord God, to share them with whoever is in need, Lord God. You make a way. You can make a way out of no way. You made a way for me. I didn't see it coming, but here I am, Father God. And I give myself to thee, Lord God. I give up myself to thee. That you can work a work, Father God, in me. Couldn't do for myself. But now that sin has been removed, oh, Lord, I truly thank you, Lord. Wanting to be a clean vessel, Father God. Clean vessel. Not for my glory, but for your glory, Lord God. Your glory. To be used just as that last person that gave me the word to be used, God. And we honor you and give you the praise. We glorify and thank you and wait on the manifestation, Father God, of these prayers. And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. All right. Okay, we got that out the way. All right. Let's see what we got here now. Okay, let's see what we got. Okay. All right, let me do this here. Okay. Yeah, as I said, I didn't have a topic, but I did have a little something. Okay. Give you what was given me. I'm going to start this way. In the world and of the world, my mind was troubled. My body was troubled from the sin that I would put on it and put in it. my heart was down quite a bit. And I knew about God. I'd heard about God, and I just felt that God could help me feel better doing what I was doing. So I asked him one day, I said, Lord, help me. I need you to help me. Stop doing these things that I'm doing. Refresh myself so that you could restore, Father God, the joy that I had once upon a time. Mm-hmm. And He didn't say nothing. You know, a lot of people say, well, the Lord spoke to me. No, I didn't hear no speaking, no voices. No, I don't hear voices. No, but it was his spirit that convicted me, my conscience. Oh, my God, I just felt, I can't explain it. I just didn't feel like me. And I just felt that I couldn't go on the way I was living. So I asked God, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. And he allowed me to repent. He allowed me to repent. My heart was hardened, but he allowed me to repent, you know, because he saw I was sincere. And it wasn't just words out of my mouth or a thought in my head. I was ready to be changed. You know, I was just tired of doing what I was doing. And God's Spirit allowed me to ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness. And I felt that, okay, I've asked for forgiveness. I feel a load has been lifted, you know. And I started to read Scripture. And I asked God, I said, God, I'd like to go to church. I'll let you lead me to a church where I can worship you and praise you with the other saints. For a whole year and a half, he did not lead me to a church. He did not lead me anywhere. I went to work and come home. I did what I had to do. I went to the little grocery store. This was all in New York City, y'all, where I got saved. And God, turned my life around. And I kept reading the word, and God's light shone upon me, because my supervisor, he was a Muslim. And he asked me one day, I didn't talk scripture or anything. I was just living the life and letting God's light so shine on me. And he asked me one day, he said, are you a Muslim? And I told him, I said, no, I'm not a Muslim. I believe and serve God, you know. And we had a short conversation. I wasn't knowledgeable in what I know now, but short conversation, and he felt that I was a spiritual type person. I couldn't see it, but he saw it, and he bought me a Quran. He bought me a Quran. And I would read the Quran, and I would read King James Holy Bible. After a minute, it was somewhat overwhelming. I thought, I said, wait a minute, I can't read both of these and get an understanding from both of them. I said, I need to read them one at a time. So I put the Quran away and eventually got rid of it. Not that I didn't want to be bothered, but I was led more so of the Spirit to read the Holy Bible, King James Holy Bible. And I read, and God blessed me to become prosperous, because I was homeless, living in a shelter, but I did have a job. And after a while, I would get understanding from the scriptures, and I could understand living in the world and being in the world, you know, and what that meant. It meant that I was without God in my life, you know, one of those that were lost. And, you know, after a while, God, he gave me an opportunity to get back with my family, which I hadn't seen in 32 years. And it was him, not me. I planned to go to South America, but God sent me right back to North Carolina to my wife. And I had often told people that she would always be my wife. So God, he made it happen, come back, and here I am, you know, serving God along with my wife. And our children, they were ecstatic when I came back. They were not joyful, but, hey, they were on the edge, you know. What's he doing back, you know? We remember what happened before, you know. We ain't going to let that happen no more. But God had changed me, and here I am. I got a couple of scriptures here. And, you know, people, they're asking, they said, well, I remember you used to do this and do that, and I said, yeah, but I don't do those things no more, bro. You know, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't run women, you know. I don't disrespect or disregard my family. When I go to work, I come home, you know, and paycheck's in the bank, you know. It's not in my pocket, and it's not in a bottle anywhere, you know, but God. And then real quick, there were some people that would, you know, they would approach me and say, well, You know that we're the black Jews, right? You know, we're the Hebrews. We're the Jews, the original Jews. You know, and it was, I realized it was just Satan putting a little bit of confusion out there. You know, I almost often would hear people saying that in New York. No place else than in New York. I did a little research. That's okay. If we are, we are. If we're not, it's still okay. You know, because I come across these scriptures, and it tells us, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to read one right now. I believe that's, is that Galatians or Romans? I believe that's Romans, okay? I'm going to read that right now. Romans, the third chapter, And starting at 22, I believe I'll read down to 30. Okay, Romans 3. Romans 3. Okay, all right. Book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 22. We'll start there. Okay. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In other words, the Jews have sinned, the Gentiles have sinned. That's where that word all, humankind, sinned. And it says, there is no difference, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Had Jesus Christ not come, we would be, you know, hey, we'd be lost, dead, without God completely. Mm-hmm. But Jesus Christ came that we have opportunity, because God made us for his glory, you know. He made us to serve him, worship him, you know, and not all this crazy stuff that's happening in the world now. It's a big difference, big difference, living in the world and of the world and living for Christ. Big difference, big difference. Okay. Being justified freely by his grace. We're in a period of grace, grace. Nobody worked for this. You know, it was given to us freely. Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, we have been redeemed from sin. Those who want to accept it, whom God had set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, in other words, Jesus Christ, he took our place. He took our sin with him to the cross. That's just how much God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, only begotten son, so that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But we, it's not automatic, y'all. It's there for us to accept, you know. We're not going to get something for nothing. We have to give something up in order to receive this, give something up in order to receive this through faith in Jesus Christ, and his blood, for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. So in other words, we have opportunity starting right now not to sin anymore. And those sins that we have done in the past, they have been forgiven us once we ask for forgiveness, you know. And we have to work towards that goal of not willfully sinning anymore. But if we do sin, there's a mediator, Jesus the Christ. He's a mediator between God and man, so that we can go to him and he pleads our case before God. All right? Okay. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. This is talking about God now. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Because no one could keep the law. Jesus Christ came to fulfill the law. So the law is still there, but we're not living under the law. We're living by grace, grace through Jesus Christ. Okay. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the Gentile of the Gentiles? Oh. Yes, of the Gentiles also, being it is one God which shall justify the circumcision, which is the Jews, by faith, and uncircumcision, Gentiles, through faith. Okay? So, God created man in the beginning. Let me get that real quick. In the beginning, God created man. And how did he create man? He created man in his image and his likeness. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. And replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So God created us for his glory. He did. He created us for his glory in his own image. In the image of God created he him, you know. So we, you know, I might not look like you or act like you or live the way you do. My culture's a little different, but we were all created by God. Created by God. First there was a man, and then the woman came from the man. And then the woman, she became the giver of life. She birthed. She became the giver of life. And their life was multiplied over and over and over. And what we can get from that life, that first family, the first children were two sons. By the scripture, two boys, two brothers. One didn't care for the other because he was jealous. You know, he was upset because his brother had a better sacrifice than he did. You know, and if we stop and think and look at it, what's happening in the world today? People become jealous of you because what you have is better than them, and you know, and they want to take you out. They want to rob you. They want to hijack your car, you know. They want to take what you have instead of them going out there and having something better themselves because they have worked for it, you know. And you know how you can work for something and you're proud of it, you know. This is mine. I worked for it. I shaped and fashioned it to be what it is, you know. Or I built it the way it is because, oh, my God, I did that, you know. A person, they can glory in their own selves from something they have created. But the way things are now, the enemy, his little demons, oh, God, there's so much chaos in the world. And it's chaos in people's minds along with chaos in the environment, you know. The western part of the United States, what do we have? We have fire. Constantly fires, and then the rain comes. After the fires, the rain comes, and since there's no trees or roots in the ground, mudslides, you know, there are mudslides, and then there is no rain. After a while, there is no rain. Everything just dries up, you know, and then we come across the country. And then we have these tornadoes in the central part of this country. There are tornadoes, and people's belongings, and they get destroyed, you know. They get destroyed. And we find a lot of people, they put more emphasis on their possessions or their belongings other than their own life, you know. We ought to be thankful that we still have life. God has blessed us to see another day. We don't have to go through what we went through yesterday. We have life. And we have life more abundantly if we don't have to worry about somebody taking care of us. You know, we can take care of ourselves. We have a sound mind. You know, we know how to bounce back, especially my people. They definitely know how to bounce back because they've been down. Our ancestors were down. But they had ideas, you know, they had thoughts, and they were creative people, you know. They were creative. They created a lot of things in this country in which the ideas, they were taken from them. They couldn't get a patent, you know. But our people, we made it anyway, you know. They didn't fall apart and give up and try to get mm-hmm. back where they come from or just mm-hmm. Go and take what was out there from the person that took it mm-hmm. from them. They just dealt with what they had and see how God blessed them. God is blessing mm-hmm. us through them. We are still here also, mm-hmm. you know. We can't go back to our beginning. I wouldn't know where to start, you know. And then, too, this is my life, my generation right here and right now. I can't go back to where I was brought from. No, because that's not a part of me anymore. This is mm-hmm. of me. This is my life right now, you know, serving, serving the next man in line, you know. And like I always say, I can't keep it unless I give it away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How can I keep love to myself if I don't love somebody else? After a minute, mm-hmm. I'll start hating myself, you know. And it mm-hmm. only comes natural. It comes natural because the love mm-hmm. of God is shed abroad in everybody's heart. But if nobody acknowledges that, you know, how are people going to feel? They're going to be upset, mad, and losing their mind and crazy, you know. And the world, it would be a whole lot worse than what it is now. You know, a whole lot more.
Yeah.
But humanity, it confuses a lot of things. We as human beings, when I was in the world, I would confuse a lot of things. You know, they were simple, but I would make them so complex, so confusing. It was to the point where I couldn't see no way out, you know, no solution or the end of the matter. I couldn't see anything because it was just too simple for me to take it like it is and run with it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and got tripped up, set back, and you know, I lost out on a lot of blessings that were there for me. Blessings for all of us in the spiritual realm, not in the natural, but in the spiritual realm, you know, because there is a spiritual realm along with the natural realm, you know. God, he exists in the spiritual realm, you know. And if there's something that we need, all we have to do is ask, and it's right there for us. Healing, financial blessings, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Love, mm-hmm. you know. Whatever we need is already there. And a lot of times we get caught up in our own mind wanting what we want, you know, when it's already there. We want to go out and work for it. We want to go out and struggle. And when we don't get it, what do? We throw a tantrum, you know, as a lot of people are doing these days. You know, people don't want to work. Signs everywhere, you know. Oh, we're giving bonuses, you know. Sign on bonuses, you know. Come on and make this $15 an hour, you know. You work for so long, we'll give you a bonus, you know. Just stay on the job, 30 days, 6 months, whatever it is. People don't want that. You know, they want the cake and they want to eat it right then. You know, but being saved, it's so simple. I kept overlooking it, and I thought I had it. And I said, well, I thought I was saved. All I had to do was ask, but I didn't act on it. You know, I asked for forgiveness, but what? 1-2 days down the road, there I was all over again doing the same thing. I didn't understand. I did not understand. So I'm going to read Romans 10 real quick here. Romans 10, and I'm going to start at verse 4, okay? Romans 10 and verse 4, all right? Okay, here we go. Now, this explains a little something about the law and grace. Okay, and the reason why Christ came to do away with the law, because see, the law only showed us the sin. The law couldn't save us, you know, and we had to be brought up out of sin because God loved us just that much that he didn't want us to keep destroying ourselves or allowing ourselves to be destroyed by Satan, you know. But this is it, Romans 10 and 4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith in Jesus Christ now, speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, salvation is complete deliverance. We got to speak that thing out. We can't keep it to ourselves. We can't go around and say, well, I don't sell drugs no more. I'm good. No, we got to put that thing out there. You know, it's got to be heard. It's got to be heard. Okay? All right. Well, where am I? Okay. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For the scriptures say, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Now, this is Jesus Christ. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? You know, real quick, I knew a guy back in the day, we were young, and he said, man, I'm going where the money's at. You know, I'm going to be a preacher. I said, money? Ain't no money in no preaching. You know what I'm saying? But I couldn't understand during that time. But we can see now, with these mega churches and all this stuff going on, I've heard that they said that one church, you have to present your W-2 or something like that, W-4 or something. And then these churches, excuse me, mega churches with congregation well over 10,000 people, you know? And that kind of makes me wonder, why would I be in a group of people like that unless I didn't want to be seen? You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to be seen, you go out there in a crowd of people and you can, hey, you can blend right in. Nobody will see you or be able to pick you out. But see, if a person is serious about saving their soul, about this thing called eternal life, if a person is sincere about that, they will research and they will do what they need to do and ask God, God, lead me to where I can get this, because I don't want to be destroyed. I don't want to go to hell. Everybody's talking about how bad hell is, and then you got people, they got jokes about hell, you know. Me and my boys, hey, we gonna be sucking back some brewskis in hell, you know. Oh, we're going to have a party. No, I don't think it's going to be like that, y'all, because it happened here, you know. And since it happened here, it can't happen no place else, because this is going to be gone. This is going to be gone, okay? Now, how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Now, we got preachers preaching, and they're not preaching about Jesus Christ. They're preaching about the blessing. They're preaching about you becoming a millionaire. They're preaching about you, excuse me, they're preaching about you living in that big White House on the hill, you know what I'm saying? They're preaching about you becoming a politician, you know? They're preaching about you becoming financially secure, you know? Or they're preaching about you coming in the church, finding, hey, one of them good-looking women, you know? But they're not preaching about what they need. God had a plan from the beginning. It wasn't that Satan just come through Eden and twisted everything upside down? No. God had a plan in place because he knew that was going to happen. He knew tonight was going to happen. And he knew that his word was going to be out there, and his word is still true. It was true for my great-grandmother. It was true for my grandfather. And it's true for me. And I look for it to be true to my children, my grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, because I'm in their life, you know. I am in their life. We have, what, we got, what, 12 grandkids right now and 12 great-grandchildren, you know. So we're not slow by any means, you know. And we're passing we're passing this salvation along, redemption, reconciliation, atonement. We're passing this on to our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, because we were told after we read the scripture that we had no excuse. So our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, they don't have an excuse, because we passed it along to them that this is the way to go. But God gave every man, gave them opportunity to make their own choice, whether it be evil or righteous. But holiness is still right. Holiness is still right. And the way things are going in the world, no one is really safe, what you would consider safe. No. No. But for the spiritual person, you know, there's a scripture that mentions that one would rather be with the Lord, you know, than to be here. But we are here for a reason. We are here for a reason. And we're not here just to live and accumulate this, accumulate that. No, we are here for a reason. We are here to help the next man out, just like we are being helped out. You know, it was pointed out to me to live this life for the kingdom. You know, it was pointed out to me not knowing, I didn't ask for it. You know, I was ordained a deacon. They laid hands on me, and I couldn't understand, you know, I'm not worthy to have this this honor. It's a true honor, you know, because the only thing I know that a deacon does, he serves. He's a servant, you know. And most people would think, oh, man, you're a deacon now. You way up there in the church. You can tell the preacher what to do. No, no, no. I'm not telling anybody what to do except what is told to me to do, you know. And that's from my Lord Jesus Christ, because when he got up out the grave, all power in heaven and in earth was given to him. It's given to him. And he is the one that, not, I don't work for him, but I serve. And that's how I became an ambassador for Christ, believing in God's word, living the life that God would have me to live, not for myself, but not for nobody else, not to be patted on the back. I don't want nobody trying to rub my head, you know, but to do the right thing and let people see there's a difference between the way of the world and the way of God's kingdom, you know. And we can all live peaceably if we want to, but we still pray for each other, and we confess our sin, you know. We don't hold it back. We have to get rid of it. And the love of God and what he has for the next man in line, as I say, I can't keep it unless I give it away, you know. And it's what was given to me. And it's not that I'm standing on the corner passing out my paycheck or none of that stuff, no. What God has for me is for me to pass it on to the next person in line, to let them know how they can go through this thing chaos in the world. I'm still here. I'm going through it just like anybody else, you know? But there's a way to do it. There's only one way. Excuse me. There's only one way to do it. And that's by grace. That's by grace. That's by grace. God's grace is sufficient. It's sufficient. He knows what we can handle. He knows our output can be. He knows what we can do and what we can't do. And he knows what we can do with his help. You know, we're not left alone. We are not left alone. No, we're not left alone. Not even. Okay, real quick, I'm going to do this, and then we can pack it in. Ephesians 2 and 8, and that'll wrap it up for us for tonight. Ephesians 2 and 8. Okay? All right. Last but not least. Okay? We're going to start there. Ephesians 2, starting at verse 8. Caller, do you have that? Caller, do you have that scripture?
I don't have.
Okay. Okay, I got it. Ephesians 2, King James Version, starting at verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. In other words, the Jews are calling us Gentiles and because we were separated. God had circumcised the Jews, circumcised their hearts and in the flesh. They were circumcised. The Gentiles, they were not. And that's what this is talking about. That at that time, we were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were afar off are made nigh, which is near, by the blood of Christ, for he is our peace, who had made both one, the Jew and the Gentile, and had broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Okay? And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross. By the cross. He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross. So Jesus Christ, he went to the cross for everybody. We could be reconciled back to God without that sin in our life. But it's left up to us. We need to be determined. We need to be sincere and to approach God meekly. And with that, be blessed, all. Be blessed. Shalom. Shalom.
Hello. Hello.